Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode. I'm Sarah, your host, ready to guide you through the dazzling world of Dubai's business scene.
And I'm Armin, your guest today. Thanks for having me, Sarah. I'm pumped to chat about one of my favorite topics, the bustling real estate market in Dubai and how you can use it to your advantage when buying a business.
Oh, I love your energy, Armin. Dubai is all glitz and glam, but also incredibly dynamic for business. There's so much potential here that sometimes it's hard to know where to even begin.
Right? It's like stepping into a treasure trove where opportunities are just waiting for the right person with the right strategy. If you're eyeing the Dubai market, whether local or international, buckle up. Today's episode is packed with practical tips and stories.
Let's dive in. Armin, before we get into the nitty-gritty, can you tell our listeners what makes Dubai's real estate market so unique for business buyers?
Absolutely. Dubai isn't just about tall skyscrapers and luxury malls. It's a hub for business across so many industries. The city's infrastructure, government initiatives, and tax advantages create a playground for investors. Plus, there's a melting pot of cultures that adds extra flavor to how business is done.
I couldn't agree more. And the property market isn't just for real estate agents or big-time developers, right?
Not at all. In fact, owning or leasing the right property can be a game changer for so many types of businesses. Cafes, retail shops, co-working spaces, healthcare clinics, you name it.
Which brings us to the golden question. How do you leverage this booming market when you're thinking about buying a business?
Great question. First, you want to look for businesses in areas with high foot traffic or upcoming development projects. Dubai's always evolving, so getting in early in a thriving neighborhood can skyrocket your business's chances of success.
It's a bit like catching the wave at just the right time. What about working with local experts? Is that necessary?
Oh, definitely. Having a team of local agents or advisors who understand the ins and outs of Dubai's property landscape is crucial. There are cultural nuances, legal details, and negotiation styles that can make a big difference.
That's such a good point. It's also about understanding not just the market, but also the lifestyle. Being part of the community, seeing how people live and shop, those insights can shape your decisions.
Absolutely. And don't forget about government zones, like free zones or mainland districts. Each has its perks and regulations for business owners. Deciding where to base your business is a major step.
I love this, but Armin, let's talk specifics about buying a business in Dubai. Can you walk us through the process and what people should be thinking about?
For sure, Sarah. Here's a detailed look for our listeners who are serious about making this move.
Buckle your seatbelts, folks. The helpful details are coming in hot.
Step one is always comprehensive market research. You want to understand the demand for the business you're considering, study competitors, and get a realistic picture of consumer behavior in different neighborhoods. Dubai's market is diverse, so what works in one district might not work in another.
And when you say businesses, what kinds are usually available for purchase?
You'll find everything from established restaurants and coffee shops to retail stores, gyms, salons, and even service-based companies like cleaning or logistics firms. The hospitality and tourism sector are especially popular thanks to Dubai's global appeal.
So after you spot a business that sparks your interest, what's next?
It's crucial to accurately value the business before jumping in. Look at financial statements, customer databases, existing contracts, and the location's lease agreements, especially in places where real estate appreciation is a factor. You might want to get a professional valuation to be sure.
And then come the legal hoops, right?
Yes. Dubai has clear but strict legal requirements. You'll need to review the business license, verify its compliance with government regulations, and check existing contracts and employee agreements. Engaging a lawyer who knows Dubai's business law is key. They'll make sure everything's in order.
What about due diligence?
Absolutely vital. Scrutinize everything: the business's financials, market reputation, outstanding debts, supplier relationships, even any pending litigation. This can save you from unwanted surprises down the road.
Sounds like there's a lot to juggle. What are some challenges that investors often face?
Common hurdles include language barriers, navigating cultural traditions, unfamiliarity with local bureaucracy, and sometimes overestimating market potential. Also, overlooking the importance of location or failing to identify hidden costs like property maintenance or licensing.
Any tips for overcoming those challenges?
Network, network, network. Build connections with local business owners and advisors. Never skip professional due diligence. Hire the right accountants, lawyers, and property consultants. Be patient and don't rush. take the time to understand every part of the process.
And what are the advantages of buying an existing business in Dubai versus starting from scratch?
Buying an established business gives you a customer base, trained staff, and an existing cash flow, a huge head start. You also gain valuable relationships with suppliers and can learn from the previous owner's experience.
But starting fresh means full creative control, right?
Absolutely, though it usually comes with greater risks and a steeper learning curve. Both paths can be rewarding. It just depends on your appetite for adventure and how much groundwork you're prepared to lay.
I love that. So to sum up, if you're thinking about buying a business in Dubai, do your research, understand the legal process, crunch the numbers carefully, and be ready for some exciting challenges.
Exactly. Dubai is brimming with possibilities, and with the right approach, you can set yourself up for long-term success. Educate yourself, embrace the local culture, and don't be afraid to ask for help from trusted experts.
Well, I hope today's episode has given our listeners a real taste of what's possible in Dubai's property and business scene. Armin, thank you so much for sharing your expertise. It's been absolutely enlightening.
My pleasure, Sarah. This city inspires me every day, and I hope we've sparked some new ideas for our audience out there.
And don't forget, if you could run any kind of business in Dubai, what would it be and why? Drop your thoughts in the comments or reach out to us on social media. We always love hearing your stories and suggestions.
And don't forget, if you have questions about buying a business or want to suggest topics for future episodes, just let us know. Until next time, happy exploring and stay curious.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Take care and catch you in our next episode.